Now, when style matters, on CosmicBroadcasting.com and the Cosmic Broadcasting app.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I hope all is well with you today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Lynette Jones, your image and style expert and host for the next hour live on the When Style Matters show. If you are a first-time listener, let me say welcome. Every week I'm here sharing style news, expert advice, and tips on how you can create a great image and make a lasting impression. I'm excited about today's show. I have some fun tips on what to wear at the holiday office party. Also, some great tips on etiquette regarding these parties and more. But first, let's talk a little bit about last week. Last week, we had a great show with my special guest, Anne-Marie Hoftelling. It was also a giveaway Wednesday, and we had three winners. So kudos again to the three winners, Bernie Manning, Nick Shelton, and also Kathy Davis. Excited about that. If you missed last week's show, don't forget that you can check out the archives on our website at cosmicbroadcasting.com. All right, I have more to share with you today, but first I want to give a shout out to my awesome sponsors. Bernie Manning is a leader with Party Light candles and gifts. Party Light is a fragrance and decorating company providing platinum quality candles and artisan accessories to decorate any environment. Her website address is burnitup.net, burnitup.net with an E. If you contact Bernie via email, she also has coupons for a free dozen tea lights now through December 31st. So make sure you contact her by email at bernie@burnitup.net. Also, Genesis Med Spa is a continuing sponsor, and the owner is Dr. Lisa Jinks. Genesis Med Spa's mission is to provide excellent medical-grade aesthetic services while educating their clients and engaging them in the decisions regarding the health of their skin. The website address is genesismedspa.com. It's a lovely facility here in Colorado Springs. I highly encourage you to check them out. And by the way, right now, Genesis has a special going on Botox treatment. So if you've been annoyed with those little wrinkles and fine lines and you want to do something about it, check out Genesis Med Spa. Go to their website at genesismedspa.com to find out more about their Botox special that's going on right now. All right. Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy is a continuing sponsor, and the owner is a lovely Miss Barbara Stafford, a certified medical support clinical hypnotherapist who specializes in helping you live the life that you deserve. Barbara's website has great information on all of the services and products that are available to you, and the address is cospringshypnotherapy.com. Also, Lynn Putnam is an independent representative at Silpata Designs. Silpata is ever-evolving and true to their heritage of high-quality, handcrafted jewelry. It's a company built by women for women. So check out Lynn's website at mysilpata.com/lynn.putnam. And that's L-I-N, Lynn.putnam, for information on their beautiful products, business opportunities, and more. Unique Products, creator of the marvelous Moodstruck 3D Mascara, is an ongoing sponsor, and Mary Pearsall is the mascara maven who's bringing this 3D mascara to your door. So ladies, if you have thinning lashes or short lashes and you want them to look 300% fuller and longer, check out this great 3D mascara. And you can also throw an online party with your friends and win big rewards. Contact Mary Pearsall today at themascaramaven.com. And Mary is having a great time in Mexico right now. So she's doing good. And these marvelous Moodstruck mascara, it is really growing in popularity. I hear new people every single day wanting to check it out. It is a fun product. It really does what it promises, and that's awesome. If you would like to become an advertiser or sponsor of the When Style Matters show here on Cosmic Broadcasting, feel free to contact me at Lynette@WhenStyleMatters.com, or you can call in to the studio at 719-362-8851. All right, I'm excited to tell you about my upcoming 2015 series that's going to start in January. It's entitled Phenomenal 40 Plus Woman. This is an actionable program designed to help you develop your phenomenal self. So how does it work? I'm glad you asked. Beginning January, the sessions will be facilitated by me over the phone every third Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Each session will be 60 minutes. You'll call in. You'll be provided with a free conference call line to call into, and all of the sessions will be recorded. So if you happen to miss a session, don't worry about it. If you're a part of the group, you will be able to access the recording. So there will be a total of 6 sessions in this series, which is awesome. It's going to take us from January through June. And if you know anything about me, I love surprises, so there's no telling what I may have in there in addition to the 6 sessions. If you want to know more, please visit my Facebook fan page. You can go to, which is facebook.com/WhenStyleMatters, and you'll see my link there with all of the details. Or, of course, you can email me again at Lynette@WhenStyleMatters.com, or call me here in the studio to reserve your spot. The cost is just $199, and that is a great price. I think I posted yesterday that for less than the cost of a great meal, one fine meal per month, you're getting a ton of valuable information that's going to help you enhance your confidence, your self-esteem, and really your style. So if you're interested in this, if you're a woman who's 40 and older, and you need some help with trying to discover your authentic style so that you can really rock it in 2015, this is the program for you. Sounds like fun, doesn't it, Lynn?
Always, always.
If you were a woman, you could be in on this. Okay, what else do I want to talk about? I want to talk about my signature style system for executive women. I have right now running a signature style discount for you, 15% discount off my signature style system. Both the signature elite and VIP style packages are being discounted now through December 31st. And as I said last week, the last time I offered a discount on my signature style packages was 2 years ago. So this is truly a rare special that I'm excited to announce. And if you know that you need help with projecting a professional image that says you're ready for business, now's a great time to invest in your image. And it is an investment, but it will pay off for the rest of your life, and it's well worth it. So check out my website for a listing of all of the services that are available to you. The beautiful thing about both of my packages is that they're customized to meet your specific image and style needs. It's private one-on-one time with me, and it's all inclusive. So that is something that is unique to When Style Matters that is not being offered by anyone else, certainly not in this region, and I doubt if it's being offered many places because I put this together myself. And I'm proud of the work that I'm doing, and my clients are living proof that my system works. And so no two packages are exactly alike, because I'm going to design the package to include in it what you need. So I want to encourage you to think about it. And if you want to take advantage of my 15% discount, which is pretty significant, I have to say, now is the time. Okay, do I have anything else that I want to announce? I think those are my only two things. I already talked about the great Botox special at Genesis Med Spa I want you to know about. And if I'm not mistaken, every one of my sponsors probably has some kind of special going on right now. Certainly Party Light has a special going on candles, so you want to check out Bernie's website for that information. Mm-hmm. I believe Lynn Putnam with Silpata Designs also has a holiday special. So make make sure you check out the websites of all of the sponsors who are advertising on my show, because they have great deals that I just know you're going to want to take advantage of, right?
Should always be that way.
It should be that way, and they're great companies.
You're packing light today. You usually have a ton of announcements.
I know, right? Well, everything I've been announcing has taken place.
It must be the holidays. That's what
it's the holidays. There's so much going on, and I actually am going to cool out, and I'm gearing up for 2015. I'm already into 2015 nice. In my mind, you know? So I'm gearing up for the phenomenal 40 Plus Woman series, because it's just going to be awesome. I've tweaked the program. I've made it more actionable, so there will be fun activities for you to do throughout the month. Each month we'll have a session, and then at the end of the month there'll be some fun activities for you to take advantage of and to do. And then when we get back together the next month, we're going to talk about how it worked and what happened, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned for more information on that. I have big things in store for 2015.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so.
That's the warning.
Yes, that is the warning. I started my planning in September,
right,
so
right.
I'm way ahead of most, because I don't play around. I like to start early, and my vision is vast. So to my clients and all of those who are interested, my listeners, I want you to know that I'm going to have some really fun things taking place in 2015 that you're going to want to be a part of. Okay, let's see. I have some things that I want to share, an article, a couple of articles, but I think I will take the break now, take a quick break, and then we'll be back, and I'm going to share some information on a couple of articles and then my tips on office holiday party style. You're listening to the When Style Matters show live on Cosmic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Ladies, polish off your style with gorgeous Zapata jewelry. You will love our beautiful sterling silver and our wonderful collection of gold tones, too. Visit my website at myzapata.com/LIN.PUTNAM. I can even tell you how to get jewelry for free. Call 719-999-2598 for all of the details. This is Lynn Putnam, and I'd love to help you discover Zapata.
Unique's 3D Magic Mascara is the best on the market, bar none. With 300% thicker, longer, and more amazing lashes than you have ever had in your life. Now, Unique has introduced 3 new products that will knock your socks off and make your eyes even more gorgeous and get them noticed. We now have amazing eyeliners in beautiful colors that glide on, are smudge-proof, and last the entire day. Our lip liners do the same and are moisturizing rather than drying like other Color Stay products. Kiss-proof, too. Ooh la la. Order online at themascaramaven.com or give me a call at 719-287-3488. 719-287-3488. I will be delighted to help you board the lash train.
If you are looking for assistance in changing, whether it's overcoming past experiences, peace from pain, increasing your self-beliefs, letting go of old negative habits, or making life changes, allow me, Barbara, at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, to assist you to grow into the life you deserve to have. There is no pressure here at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, just a calm, relaxing environment where you can begin to unfold the stress of your life. To learn more, visit www.cospringshypnotherapy.com. And when you call to book your free consultation or your session at 719-238-5945, let me know that you heard about this hypnotherapy on When Style Matters on Cosmic Broadcasting, so you'll receive your special 25% off discount.
Advertisers are always welcome here at Cosmic Broadcasting. If you would like to advertise your product with us, call 1-866-615-6889.
Welcome back, listeners. You're live on the When Style Matters show, and I'm Lynette Jones, your image and style expert and host for the next 45 minutes. Okay, we only have 15 days before Christmas. It is quickly approaching. am not finished doing the shopping that I need to do, but I will do it. But one of the things that we usually do this time of year also is give. Give to those who have a greater need than you and help someone out. So this first article is one where you may be able to help others, because the name of the article is Seven Signs You Own Way Too Much Clothing. I know, I love clothes too, but hear me out, because I like this little article. And if you are one of these, if you have one or more of these seven signs, then you may have some great things that you can donate to your favorite charity, your church, so many organizations that are out there helping others in need. And you'll be able to also. So, okay, let's go through this article. It says, you know the saying, everything in moderation. Well, that expression goes for clothing too. Yes, you need options, and it makes sense to purchase three of those perfect white t-shirts. And yes, it is quite possible to own too many clothes, so you don't need three white t-shirts, I assure you. Trust us here, it says. So behold, seven signs you have way too much clothing, and don't worry, because we know for a fact that you are not alone. I know that's true too. This may even step on my toes. So let's see, what is the first sign? I can't close my dressers anymore. All right. If you are one of those people that has to really press your shoulder up against your dresser drawers just to get them closed and use all of your strength to heave them open, you probably have way too many things in there. One of the things that I always share with my clients and those who attend my workshops and everything is that you really want to keep your wardrobe current. So although you may have a lot of clothes, you really want to go through that group and find out, does everything still fit you? Is it still current? Is it really in the colors that are trendy right now? Of course, you want them to be in your color palette, but within everyone's palette, there are still trendy colors of the year, and we're going to talk about one of them today that one of my great clients shared with me through Facebook this week. But that's the first test. So if you cannot close your dressers anymore, the drawers of your dresser, you want to go through there, pull out all those things that no longer serve you, or that don't fit you, or that just don't work anymore, and start gathering them up and putting them in a bag so you can donate them to your favorite charity. Also, if you're the kind of person that found something you bought 2 years ago in the back of your closet with the tag still on it, you may want to find out whether or not that's something you really like. Those pieces are those things that we run to the store and purchase on a whim that really don't work for us, but you either felt like maybe you were in a bind and you needed a specific piece for a specific outing, which you didn't end up wearing even though you purchased it, or it's just something that in the store you thought it looked okay, but when you got home, as I said, those tricky mirrors in the store make everyone look fabulous. And then you get home and discover, oh, this really doesn't work for me. Usually it's the color that just doesn't work, but it can also be other things. But if you found something that's been hanging in your closet for more than 2 years with the tag still on it, it may be something that you want to pass on to someone else. May make a great holiday gift. It's brand new, and if it works for someone you know who likes that style or may be better suited for you, for them, why don't you just go ahead and give it to them? That reminds me of something too. You know, sometimes you see something that you know is maybe not really your style, but you like how it looks on your friend or your sister or someone else, you know, your colleague. And so you go out and you find something very similar to theirs and you buy it.
Okay.
You know, or you may even buy the same thing. And then when you get home, you look in the mirror and you know, really, it doesn't work for you. It looks great on them. Not necessarily you. If you've got some of those new pieces still hanging around in your closet, be a friend. Give it as a gift. Donate it to someone else who can use it and that it may be better suited for. And you'll be happy, because you'll be creating space that you need in your closet for the new pieces that you do want to purchase. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? I forgot I ordered items online and the FedEx guy showed up with these boxes. I never forget what I order. I usually know when I'm eagerly awaiting my packages. I do like some online shopping. But if you're one of those people that can't remember what it even was, you may want to consider whether or not that's something that you want to keep. Okay. I leave my clean clothes in the laundry basket because my closet and dressers are always full. That is a sign that you may have way too many clothes. If you can't even put them back where you took them from and they're permanently going to be in the laundry basket until you pull them out to put on,
right.
You may want to go through your closet and look for those things that you want to keep, toss, donate, sell, you know, and tailor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You just realize you have 20 pairs of the same pair of jeans. That can happen. That can happen, I think, with especially with younger women. And it may not be jeans, but how about if you have like 7 or 8 pairs of black pants? Uh-oh. I know I'm hitting some folks there because black ladies will have 5, 6, 7 pairs of black pants. If you fall into that category, pick out your favorite 2 pair and how about donate the rest? You really don't need 7 pairs of the same color pants. All right. How about this one? This is the 3rd time this year I've had to buy more hangers. That's a sign. That could be a sign that you have too many clothes in your closet. And the last one is the salespeople at H&M know me on a first name basis. Well, personally, I like being known in the stores that I shop at, so I'm okay True. With that. But the point is, if you're in there every single day getting something, you may want to think about that. Do you really need all those items, or is shopping therapeutic for you? In which case, there may be something else going on. But anyway, I thought this was a fun article. I think it's a great time of year to assess what's in your closets and your dressers and to find out if you really do have some great items that just aren't serving you any longer, but certainly could be a blessing to someone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I thought that was fun, and I wanted to share that.
The only one I could actually have anything in common with is having too many, is having to go get more hangers.
Yes. Okay. You have
I
that
kept
experience.
Going, I'm going, no. Yeah, I had that one.
There's something in there. Like I said, I'm sure there was more than one that may have even hit me. Sometimes I have to push my dresser. So it's about time for
right.
me to go through.
Right.
For me, it's actually my storage closet. I mean, that's the kind of thing right now where I open the door and jump back because I expect things to fall out. So I know that I have some pillows and other home furnishings that I need to go ahead and donate to others. So I plan on doing that. And hopefully it'll be kind of nice this weekend because
True.
If the weather holds up, I'm going to do that.
Uh-oh.
All right. My next article, this is a fun one, and we've spoken about this a little bit in the past, but the title is What the Heck is Cleansing Oil and Why is Everyone Obsessed with It? And it is true.
Okay.
Or you know, for like, just like my recent guest, Cody Montarbo, said, in the 90s and early 2000s, it was all about oil-free. You know, every product that came out for your skin was oil-free. And oil was getting a bad name.
Right.
Where really, oil is a very good thing for your skin. It keeps it moisturized.
Mm-hmm.
And your skin looks younger when you have oily complexion. So you don't want it to be overboard, but oil can be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So this article is talking about specifically cleansing oil. And so let's see what it says. I'm going to post this one, too, because it was fun. It goes, when the cleansing oil craze first took off, we were skeptical about slathering our faces with more oil, just like I said, more than we already naturally produce. But we've secretly obsessed over having clear skin like the women we've met who swear by the oil cleansing method. And I
mm-hmm.
must say I use it. Still, there are plenty of questions we have. What exactly makes cleansing oil just as good or even better than regular bar soap? And what makes it okay for those with oily skin types to use, right? And why doesn't it clog up our pores? Well, according to the author of this article, she says, we asked 3 skincare experts to help us sort out the hype and hope over cleansing oils. And here's what they learned. Number 1, cleansing oil uses the good oils in your skin to remove the bad oils. That's interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. No matter the skin type, cleansing oil mixes with the pre-existing oils already on your face, according to cosmetic dermatologic surgeon Dr. Ariel Ostad. He says some of these oils can either be naturally produced or those from makeup and other products. So when you rinse it all off, the good oil takes those bad oils and dirt along with it.
Okay.
That's a good deal. Now, when it's massaged into the skin, oils in the cleanser bind to surface impurities, pulling out dirt without clogging your pores, and it allows them to be comfortably rinsed away, leaving the skin clean, soft, and hydrated. That's really true. I have found that I love removing my makeup with mm-hmm. the oils. So cleansing oil does not sink into your pores since it works to remove impurities and then gets washed away. Cool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another point that they made. Oil cleansers contain antioxidants and anti-aging ingredients that also improve the texture and appearance of your skin. And there are a variety of cleansing oil formulations that contain active ingredients to address specific skin concerns. Dryness, dullness, acne, anti-aging, and thus may be used to cleanse and improve all skin types. Depending on the product and the effects desired, cleansing oils usually contain a mixture of botanical oils, be it olive, sunflower, sesame, safflower, mm-hmm. almond, or grapeseed, and then extracts like green tea or jasmine, and or vitamins such as vitamin E and C. And one of the dermatologist recommends cleansing oils with botanical amino acids to patients with oily skin to gently remove the excess oil from their skin. And those with dry skin can use most oils, according to the medical expert, as their skin needs its hydration factors the most. And, you know, even women with and men with oily skin, mm-hmm. as we get older, our skin tends to become a little bit more dry. Mm-hmm. And certainly in this environment here in Colorado Springs, where we're much closer to the sun and we have sun daily, it's quite possible that even I, someone who grew up always having oily skin and not being crazy about it in my youth,
right.
now I'm thrilled that I have it. And but I you know, apply a little more moisturizer now than I have in the past because I'm getting older and my skin is becoming drier in some areas. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you have a variety of choices to choose from. Mm-hmm. Now, here's one of the things. Baby oil is a great makeup remover, but it's not an effective cleansing oil. I have heard some people say they still use baby oil.
Okay, yeah.
Baby oil contains mineral oil, lanolin, and fragrances, whereas cleansing oils contain mostly botanical oils, extracts, and vitamins. And some cleansing oils may contain mineral oil and or fragrances, so there are some similarities between the ingredients in baby oil and cleansing oil, but they're not exactly the same. So on one end, baby oil locks in moisture, but at the same time, it inhibits the skin's natural ability to breathe, and that can block your pores.
Mm-hmm.
So this makes it not such an ideal cleanser when trying to wash away dirt and debris. So, to break the tie, our experts recommend cleansing oil because it removes impurities while maintaining moisture without harming the skin's barrier.
Okay.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
So, I thought that was really good. And then there are a number of cleansing oils that they've listed here. And I'm going to post this to my Facebook fan page for all my fans, so you will be able to access this article and also the information. I actually pulled this article off, I think, a few weeks ago, but I've been holding on to it because I thought it was really good. And me, I'm very simple. I simply use coconut oil to remove my makeup. And I find that it has helped my texture. It does make the skin really smooth and soft. It doesn't dry my skin out, and it also doesn't break me out. And I do have sensitive skin, so I'm subject to breakouts. But I have found that I've had less breakouts since using the natural organic raw coconut oil. And that's what I use, organic raw coconut oil. So you can use my simple one that you can pick up lots of places, or you can take advantage of some of the great cleansing oils that they've listed here and that I will be posting on my Facebook page momentarily. All right, we're going to take another quick break. You're listening to the When Style Matters show live on Cosmic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Mirror and see unwanted hair, wrinkles, brown spots, or loose skin, then call Genesis Med Spa for your free consultation. Genesis is the leading medical spa in Southern Colorado. With two physicians on staff, we offer laser skin treatments, Botox, fillers, skin tightening, and so much more. Ask about Vaser Lipo, a minimally invasive, safe, and effective treatment for removing fat. Call 719-579-6890 or visit GenesisMedSpa.com, and soon you will love what you see in the mirror. That's GenesisMedSpa.com.
Make your home or office vibrant, welcoming, and sophisticated. Contact Bernadine Manning, your independent party light consultant, to be your fragrance and decorating specialist. We have a wide variety of platinum quality, non-toxic candles and artisan accessories to enhance any environment. We will work together to reflect your personality in your space. Contact me at Bernie. At burnitup.net, B for boy, E-R-N-I, at B-E-R-N-I-T-U-P.net, or check out my website, burnitup.net.
Ladies, polish off your style with gorgeous Zapata jewelry. You will love our beautiful sterling silver and our wonderful collection of gold tones, too. Visit my website at mysolpata.com/LIN.PUTNAM. I can even tell you how to get jewelry for free. Call 719-999-2598 for all of the details. This is Lynn Putnam, and I'd love to help you discover Zapata.
When it comes to harvesting deals, Garden of the Goods Marketplace has a fresh variety of things to save up to 50%. From travel to fun and food. Sign up on csindy.com to receive $5 off. Garden of the Goods Marketplace. Homegrown savings.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here live with Annette Jones, your image and style expert on the When Style Matters show, live on Cosmic Broadcasting. Okay, we are definitely into the holiday season, and it's time for all those office parties and networking parties and any excuse for a party that you want. So I thought it would be a fun idea to give some tips and reminders, really, about office parties in particular, because office parties are a little trickier in that you want to strike a balance between being festive and yet still maintaining professionalism. I think almost any party's like that, but in particular, office parties. So
you would want most of them to be that way anyway.
Yes, you want it to be that way.
Except ours. I'm not sure how ours are going to go. But
well, it's just going to be what it is.
Exactly.
I'll be festive.
That's how we're going to describe it. How was it? It was festive.
It was festive. So here's some tips. First, I'm going to give you some tips on types of clothing that you can wear that will work for that balance, to strike the balance between being festive and professional. And next, I'm going to give you some tips on proper etiquette when you attend these office and holiday parties so that the rumor mill doesn't start the next day. You don't want to be plastered all over Facebook, you know, looking a different way. So let's just say that. So let's see. Here are some tips for making office attire a little more festive. One of the easy, and I got to tell you before I even go over these, they're really nothing new. These rules, these tips are the same. I'm pretty sure last year I gave the same types of tips out, because when it comes to holiday parties, there isn't a lot of swaying there. The rules are the rules, you know?
True, but so, it's helpful to give the tips out because even though they may be the same tips as last year,
yes,
show of hands on how many people actually followed those
exactly.
tips.
Exactly, or remembered them, you know?
Or remembered something bad because they didn't follow the tips.
Yes. So one of the easiest things you can do is go for festive jewel tones. You know, the clear red, the emerald green, sapphire blue, those jewel tones that are just beautiful. So if you're worried about pulling off the colors, go for the jewel tones. Most people can wear them. These are definitely cooler palette colors, but there are a couple that can even work for the warmer color palettes, like I'm a warm color, and I have a beautiful royal blue in my palette that I could wear. So, you know, you can use silver, you can use, as I said, ruby red, you can use emerald green or sapphire blue, or of course black is always a choice. And if you have a warm palette, you can also go for a winter white, which is, I just think, lovely. And I love winter white, and that's an option for you. So jewel tones add sophistication to an outfit, and they help you maintain a level of professionalism while still looking festive. So think about that, that you can also do beautiful purples, royal purple, and teals, the teal shades, which are beautiful and very popular this year. Try going for some of those. The other things that you can mix are metallics and shine. And the easiest way, one of the simplest ways to add holiday cheer is by adding a little sparkle. Emphasis on a little, yeah, if you're going from an office right into the holiday party. So you can switch out a simpler necklace for a shiny one, like one, you know, that has more sparkle than normal. And the nice thing about these things are you can bring them with you, even if you don't wear them between 9 to 5. But when the party kicks off at 5 or 5:30, mm-hmm, it's easy for you to switch out your jewelry, take off the more conservative necklace and earrings, and you can put on something that's brighter. The key with wearing metallics and shine is that you don't want to overdo it.
Right.
So if you have a beautiful metallic sweater on top, you don't want to put on super shiny on the bottom also. You may want to go for a nice leather pencil skirt with the metallic sweater on top. So I really like cashmere sweaters that are festive in beautiful colors with leather skirts. That's just one of my favorites. So switch out your necklace. You can also add a beautiful wrap that may be shiny or metallic. You can also switch your handbag for evening. And these are things that you could bring in a little tote to your office. And suddenly you're much more festive. So metallics and shine, always a fun and easy way to take you from the office to the party. All right. What else can I say? I love lace. I think lace is fabulous, and it works for me. And you can get lace details on a blouse and make it beautiful. You can even do a nice lace dress if you put something quiet on top of it, at least during the office hours, like a blazer or a nice cashmere button-down cardigan. You can tone it down that way, but lace is always beautiful for the holidays. So I'm also a big fan of velvet.
Okay.
I think velvet is fabulous. And again, it's something that you don't have to do from head to toe velvet, but you could do a really cute velvet blazer, mm-hmm, with some black tuxedo pants and a nice satin blouse. And that will take you from day to night and really give you a sophisticated look. So tuxedo pants are awesome. They work very nicely, and they're the kind of thing that you can tone down during the day and spark it up at night.
So. Okay.
Also, velvet works very nicely with cashmere, so you can do that, soft on top and velvet on the bottom. So that will work for you. Also, mixing colors with neutrals. Rather than showing up for head to toe in bright red or green, like some folks do, you know, to show the holiday spirit, you can mix the colors with neutrals. So even if you wear an entirely red dress, which is fine, you can still wear neutral tights and you know, calm, neutral shoes to balance out the
outfit.
So you don't want to do the red stockings. Oh, I'm just not a fan of red stockings. I do see them. I saw someone recently with them. They don't really look good to me on anybody. But if you're going to wear a really pretty bright red dress, then my suggestion is go neutral with everything else.
Anybody. It doesn't look good on anybody.
It doesn't look good on anybody. It's not about shape, color, complexion, nothing. Red stockings just are not a good deal.
Okay.
But I still see people wearing them, so. All righty. If you
means
must.
Your job is not done.
My work is never done.
Nope.
That's got to go in the box with those leggings. That may have even been worse because there are some people that can actually wear the leggings. I don't go for the red stockings anyway. You know, especially those red sheer. Oh, don't do it. All right, so those are my quick and easy tips. Mix colors with neutrals. Go for the festive jewel tones. You can't go wrong there. Don't forget about winter white if you're a warmer color palette. It's not for the cool palette, but metallics and shine are always a quick, easy way to jazz up your outfit, and you can do that with a wrap, with handbags, with jewelry. You can switch out your shoes and go with strappy shoes later in the evening, from a conservative pump to a strappy shoe, which works in the evening. And lace, I love lace. I still think it's fabulous. And velvet, just because. Velvet, lace, cashmere, those are my favorites. But there are many other things you can wear to just spark it up a little bit and still look professional. Speaking of which, things that you don't want to wear to an office party are things that have way too much cleavage. That just doesn't work. First of all, it makes everyone uncomfortable. They may not ever say it to you, but no one knows where to place their eyes when you're popping all out of your dress or your blouse. Not the women or the men, really. Men are concerned because they don't want to get the sexual harassment thing. And women just feel really awkward when we're talking to somebody and the boobs are popping all out. It's just not necessary. You can look sexy, vivacious, all of that, without overexposing. Would you agree, Lynn?
Fifth Amendment. I'm staying completely.
He's staying out of this.
I'm staying completely.
I'll say it.
Out of that.
It can be way too much. So you don't want to go overboard because now everybody's snapping photos.
You're right. For the most part,
yeah,
a lot of it is way too much.
Way too much.
And you talk about the awkward situations. The only one I could think of is, let's say your boss is a female.
Yes.
And you introduce your boss to your husband. Instant uncomfortable if somebody is dressed like that. You're like,
yes.
Hey.
Hi, how are you? Where do you put your eyes? You don't want to look in their face.
I'm looking at the nearest television.
Yeah. So let's not make anyone uncomfortable. So those are the kind of things that you want to avoid. Things that are overexposing your breasts, dresses that are too short, or skirts where you can't, you know, bend slightly. And if you sit down in your chair, it's going up way too short. You want to avoid those things. You also don't want to wear the 6-inch stilettos to the office. That doesn't really work either for the office to a party. So they don't have to be quite that high. If you're going to a later evening party, you know, where there's formals and all that stuff, if you want to wear the 6-inch stilettos, go for it. But it's not a good look if you're walking around in the daytime with that kind of heel on, only on TV. Like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or all of that.
Well, it's because they get paid to do that.
They get paid to do that, yeah, but that's not in the real world. So avoid those kind of things. And also, you want to consider, and this is part of the etiquette tips that I'm giving out now, you want to consider where the party is being held before you choose your outfit. Because if you're going to be celebrating at a restaurant, you want to follow the establishment's dress code. You want to make sure that you're in compliance with that. And if the party's at a private home and you're still unsure, you know, ask someone whom you trust for advice, because you also don't want to wear something that's going to be offensive to the host, right? So thinking of that. Also, another thing to consider, alcohol. If you're going to drink alcohol, and you know, this is the season when people like to have cocktails and wine and all of that, you just want to make sure you do so in moderation. Otherwise, you know, you may say or do something that you regret later, and you see it posted on Facebook.
Not right? good.
So you don't want that. So just make sure all things in moderation, especially alcohol. And when it comes to food, you want to enjoy the food at the party, but you want to avoid looking like a glutton. So you don't want to be running around the table constantly eating up everything that comes out on the hors d'oeuvre tray or what the hostess has on the table. You want to be gracious and make sure that everyone has an opportunity to enjoy the refreshments that are going to be available. And don't ask for a doggy bag, please, if you're... That is really not really graceful. So don't do that. You may want to request, if it's something you really like, you may just want to request the recipe a little bit later, but you don't want to ask for a doggy bag. Okay. So if you're the type of person that's maybe a little bit of an introvert and you're uncomfortable in those big social settings, and I know a lot of women and men who are, you want to make sure that you do greet everyone in the party, however. So you want to speak to everyone in a positive, friendly tone. And don't forget that this is not the place to say something negative that may get you in trouble later. So don't do that. And just, you know, make the rounds, greet everyone. And if you're super uncomfortable, you can always make an excuse up to leave a little early. But you should never say anything you wouldn't say at the office when you're at an office party. And if you are there and there are some of the executives of your company there, this is a great time for you to introduce yourself because you may not get that opportunity on a daily basis. But if they are going to be attending the office party, it's a great time for you to introduce yourself and just, you know, don't run over, but just approach them with a smile, introduce yourself, and keep the conversation short. You don't want to make it look like you're trying to ask for a raise during the holiday party, right? Also, before bringing a guest to the office party, find out if that's okay with the planners. Sometimes spouses and dates are included, but many companies have budgetary restrictions. And certainly for the last few years, we've been dealing with that. And so they've cut back significantly on holiday spending and bonuses and things of that nature. So sometimes they're having office parties where they're really not inviting spouse and other guests. So just make sure you know so that everyone's comfortable and your guest isn't made to feel uncomfortable because they're the only one there that doesn't work for the company.
Right.
That's not good. Also, if you're having, if you're attending a party and at someone's home, you may or may not choose to bring a host or hostess gift. But if you're in doubt, it's always nice to bring something. Flowers are always acceptable. A bottle of wine is always acceptable. And I think that's nice, you know.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
You don't want to buy anything risque or personal because remember, even though it's at someone's house, especially if it's an office party, so it's not you and a bunch of college buddies getting together. So also, before you start snapping candid photos, which we're all guilty of nowadays, make sure you get their permission before posting it online. Because just because they are there and they don't say something, it doesn't mean that they want their picture to show up on Facebook or wherever else you may decide to do it. So always nice to just ask. And I've had an experience like that myself where I posted a photo. It was a very nice photo. But nonetheless, the person was shy and not so sure she wanted her picture on Facebook.
And
of course, I felt terrible and I immediately offered to take it down. But they said, no, they got so many compliments on the photo. It made them feel a little better. But it was a gentle reminder that, you know, don't just assume that because you're more outgoing. I'm an extrovert, so I wouldn't worry that much. But I am cautious about what photos I want placed online. So best to check if you're not sure.
Of course.
And then you don't necessarily have to be the first one to arrive at the party, but don't wait until the party is almost over either. You know, most of the time, showing up about 15 minutes after the party starts is ideal.
Right.
That's the perfect time unless you're going to come early and they're expecting you and you can help get things organized and help them get things going. So you also don't want to be the last one to leave the party. You don't want to be asked to leave. As soon as you see the event is starting to wind down, it's time for you to make your exit.
Right.
Time to go.
It's time to go. So don't forget to thank the host and hostess who invited you.
Right.
And so I thought these were really good tips.
Yeah, they
that,
are.
Everyone can benefit from hearing, even if you know some of them. I think it was a lot of good information I wanted to share.
Absolutely.
Okay, we are going to take another quick break. And when we come back, I've got one more little fun thing to share, and then I'll make my closing remarks. All right, you're listening to the When Style Matters show. We'll be right back.
Bring me down.
Magic Mascara is the best on the market, bar none, with 300% thicker, longer, and more amazing lashes than you have ever had in your life. Now, Unique has introduced three new products that will knock your socks off and make your eyes even more gorgeous and get them noticed. We now have amazing eyeliners in beautiful colors that glide on, are smudge-proof, and last the entire day. Our lip liners do the same and are moisturizing rather than drying like other Color Stay products. Kiss proof too. Ooh la la. Order online at themascaramaven.com or give me a call at 719-287-3488. 719-287-3488. I will be delighted to help you board the lash train.
If you are looking for assistance in changing, whether it's overcoming past experiences, peace from pain, increasing your self-beliefs, letting go of old negative habits, or making life changes, allow me, Barbara, at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, to assist you to grow into the life you deserve to have. There is no pressure here at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, just a calm, relaxing environment where you can begin to unfold the stress of your life. To learn more, visit www.cospringshypnotherapy.com. And when you call to book your free consultation or your session at 719-238-5945, let me know that you heard about this hypnotherapy on When Style Matters on Cosmic Broadcasting, so you'll receive your special 25% off discount.
Do you look in the mirror and see unwanted hair, wrinkles, brown spots, or loose skin? Then call Genesis Med Spa for your free consultation. Genesis is the leading medical spa in Southern Colorado. With two physicians on staff, we offer laser skin treatments, Botox, fillers, skin tightening, and so much more. Ask about Vaser Lipo, a minimally invasive, safe, and effective treatment for removing fat. Call 719-579-6890 or visit GenesisMedSpa.com, and soon you will love what you see in the mirror. That's GenesisMedSpa.com.
Or you can simply follow us on Twitter. Follow us at Cosmic Broadcasts 1.
Welcome back, listeners. We are coming up on the final segment of today's show. It's been my pleasure to speak with you and share my tips. A friend, a colleague, a client of mine this week, my friend Valerie, posted something on Facebook and shared it with me, and it's Pantone's 2015 Color of the Year, which happens to be Marsala, like the wine. So I thought it was a fun article, and every year Pantone picks their favorite colors and fashions and all kinds of interior design and other things are selected based on their colors. And so I really like that in 2015, the color is Marsala, like the wine. My client, Valerie, owns Vino with Val, so it really struck a chord with her that it was talking about wine and style. And so I printed this article, and I thought I'd just share it with you. It says, every year Pantone chooses a color of the year, and for 2015, they are predicting that Marsala is that color. So chalk up another win for the world's wine lovers. I love red wine, so this works. Much like the fortified wine that gives Marsala its name, this tasteful hue embodies the satisfying richness of a fulfilling meal, while its grounding red-brown roots emanate a sophisticated, natural earthiness. So it really is a beautiful color. It says, Pantone has a couple of ideas of how to incorporate Marcella, the color, into your lifestyle. And as I said, yes, theirs works for decorating your home, your office, as well as using it in your attire. So add elegance to any room by incorporating this rich and welcoming hue in accent pieces, accessories, and paint. And their Marcella's plush characteristics are enhanced when the color is applied to textured surfaces, making it an ideal choice for rugs and upholstered living room furniture. I really like that. So it's a beautiful color. I'm showing Lynn. Whoops. A beautiful hue. I like the fact that it has brown undertones in it because that extends the number of people who can wear it. So, of course, they say we're talking about a color named for the wine it resembles, which brings us back to the text above repeated here that explains the next recommendation. Much like the fortified wine that gives Marcella its name, this tasteful hue embodies the richness of a fulfilling meal. So, if you're wondering how Pantone decides what color deserves this honor, here's some information on the selection process. Since 2000, the Pantone Color Institute has been designating a color of the year to express in color what is taking place in the global zeitgeist. I don't think I'm pronouncing that word right, but it says a color that will resonate around the world. The Pantone Color of the Year is a reflection of what people are looking for, what they feel they need that color can help to answer, and not necessarily the hot fashion color of the moment, but a color crossing all areas of design, which is an expression of a mood and attitude on the part of the consumers. And I agree, because sometimes their colors are not ideal for fashion, but many times they are. But they can be used for so many different things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's interesting that they take a global look and come up with these colors. So I thought that was a little fun tip I wanted to share with you. And that's going to be my final tip. 2015, look for the Marcella wine color in paint, fabrics, accessories, maybe even cars. Who knows? You know, we always have new colors to come out with cars. So you may even see Marcella come out in a car line. That would be interesting to see.
As long as the car runs, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that about wraps it up for us today. It's been my pleasure, as I said, to share these tips with you, some fun ideas also. I hope that you can incorporate into your party, even if you're not going to an office party per se, but you're going to a party at a friend's house or a function in the evening. These etiquette tips you can't go wrong by following, and the clothing tips will work as well. Of course, you can add a little more bling if you're going out later in the evening, but if it's a daytime luncheon, a festive luncheon, or a happy hour with the company, you want to make sure you follow some of these tips that I've given you to be on the safe side. Right?
Right.
Okay, so until next week, remember what I always say, you never get a second chance to make a great first impression. I'll be here Wednesday at 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and 2 p.m. on the East Coast. Until then, have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
You wear it true. A girl's just as hot as the shoes she chooses. J'adore Wes et Mon Habillé, moi, Louis Dolce Gabbana, Alexander McQueen et oh merde, I love those Manolo.